morning, good afternoon, and good night. Not really. good night for the end. You know, for all the shorties in the back. However, Spicecast, we are here once again. I know it's been a while, right? The situations in our lives have not allowed us to, you know, come back and get together, I think. And as you could tell, right, it's only Ver and myself here today, right? As you can tell, but of course our audio listeners, right, can't really see visuals. So, yeah, it's just Ver and myself here today. Of course, we want to, you know, show some love to the podcast, right? We haven't been here in a while. But, yeah, you know, life has been happening, at least
Dre's
for me.
Dre's in jail.
Ron is in jail.
Ron's also in jail.
Right. But when we say jail, we don't mean literal jail, right? Like, what literally happened to me? No. We mean work, right? Which is jail, too, right? But, you know, again, schedules couldn't match, right? But, yeah. For me, at least, life happened. Life continues to happen, right? But I'm not going to hold you, man. I think, you know, I've been meaning to sit here, you know, have a conversation or do the pod or whatever because I've been going through it, bro. And I feel like I'm doing everything, every day, the most repetitive stuff every single day. And it's getting to the point that it's just driving me crazy. So a point that I even went to the hospital. Like, that bad. But,
well, damn.
But we're here. We're here.
Bro wants me to formulate a response to that. That's nuts. Bro threw that on like a spring trap. That's crazy.
What a way to start and roll, baby.
I was gonna say I had a whole fucking week off and shit. And I was just like chilling. Now I feel like an asshole just for chilling. That's crazy.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with chilling, man. You deserve that, right?
Well, I feel like people actually do have a problem with just chilling. Like if you take a week off of work and like you don't go anywhere, people look at you like you're fucking insane. Like, why did you not go somewhere?
Dude, it is so hard. At least for me, I have that mindset where like it is so hard for me not to do something. Right. Like you feel like your day was wasted. Like you feel like the week was wasted if you just don't do nothing. Right. If it's just, again, right, a repetitive cycle of going to work, coming home, going, you know, taking a shower, eating, going to sleep, rinse and repeat, which is technically what I'm doing every single day. Right. And it's crazy. It is, because you really do feel like you're not doing nothing. And then on your days off, you're technically recovering from your work days. But again, you feel so guilty because you're not doing nothing. Like, it's insane.
I think the problem also, I feel like with some jobs, when, or at least some days when you're working, because I think this happens in all jobs, you work and then even by the time you get back home and like spend some time just like decompressing, you still haven't like fully decompressed. You're just still like, that was pretty bad.
Dude, and the problem is like, and again, I'm pretty sure it might, I'm just speaking for myself, right? I don't know if it's an ADHD thing or if it's just a thing that a human thing, right? But it's just like you said, right? You're trying to decompress, but you're so focused on the fact that you're decompressing, doing nothing, that you can't even decompress, bro. It's crazy.
This is where I have a massive respect to my girlfriend, because she's like still doing college stuff and like working on her master's, and I have a hard time, like, I just don't have the focus for that shit, honestly. And plus, a lot of it too, when I get annoyed at least with the stuff that I was learning in class, was like not really applicable to the stuff that I need to know. So I was a little frustrated with that.
That's facts, bro. I hate when colleges do that type of shit. I remember I was going for graphic design. I remember having to take basic classes that have nothing to do with graphic design. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I can understand why you want me to I guess, why you want me to get math, algebra, this, that, and the third, right? But there's a lot of classes that made no sense that they were making me take. Like, what am I going to do with a Spanish class for graphic design?
Oh, shit, for me, well, like, comp sci is part of the sciences, so you have to take a natural science class. So I'm like, they put me in fucking mm-hmm, OCHEM mm-hmm. and shit. I'm like, okay.
Bro, facts. It's so random. I hate that type of stuff, bro. That'd be so stupid. If it was like
math, okay, math in a comp sci makes sense because a lot of computers use math to do things.
I'd be banging with math, though.
But like science, I'm kind of like... I'm drawing a blank, man. Like, okay, maybe heat management, you know, like liquids, sure. Chemistry, I have a harder sell with for relation to computer science stuff, unless you're like working on silicone.
The problem with science, though, is that if you don't have a fun teacher, you're screwed.
For silicone? Yeah, if you don't have a fun teacher in any class or if they're just teaching off of PowerPoint, it's basically a wrap.
It's so fun, done, annoying. Bro, because science can be so fucking fun. And again, right, I mean, I was going to say physics, but physics is fucking amazing. Like, fuck. Like, you build some shit and you're supposed to use the physics of this and that, and then it does this type shit. Like, that's dope. And that's a pretty sell. That's a pretty easy sell, right? But, like, yeah, if your science teacher ain't fun, bro, if your science teacher ain't some Albert Einstein doing some wild-ass shit, you know... having the tongue out like Michael Jordan, he ain't doing it for me, bro. Like, dead ass, right? So, and that's the thing, too. It's passion. That's what it all comes down to at the end of the day.
That's what I was saying with my girl. It was like, she can take those classes in there, like, one-to-one, like, shit she needs to know. And I'm like, isn't that nice? Shit.
Must be nice for real, bro. Goddamn. Talking about college, bro. Turn up. I mean, I'm... actually planning on going back to college if, of course, I end up staying with my job. And then, yeah, pretty much if I end up staying with my job, I would go back to college. I ended up bringing it down to either IT or accounting. Mm-hmm. And I ended up going with accounting, bro. I'm tripping.
Oh, you were in the same boat I was, because I'd made the same choice and then I switched over to IT when I was doing my majors.
Oh, hell no.
I don't want to discourage you.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, I work in finance, so I can't like say too much. I'll just say I prefer IT in general.
But you use your accounting?
Oh, I use it in the sense that, like, it taught me things that were useful, but I don't feel like that I want that as my job, is what I felt like after being in there.
But you got the job because of it, right?
Kind of. Also, just because I was good with computers, so, you know, it happens.
Oh, okay. My boy said conflict of interest. Hold on.
Well, it's like, so... honestly, I really did want to do that, and the thing that really I didn't look forward to was, like, only being useful, like, one time out of the year
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people, and then having to, like, do the work to, like, get into a consultant-type situation where, like, a couple of places know that I can do good work. That's where it seemed more difficult to me.
So you're saying, like, it's more like a long run type of process to get...
Yeah, like selling your skill that you can do this thing that...
And then eventually you get... to follow the rules. Yeah, that kind of sucks. I don't know.
IT, you know, like, IT can mean a lot of things. And, like, to me, like, doing help desk stuff, like, basically helping people with, like, day-to-day problems and, like, long-term problem solving is really cool. It's kind of the medium-term stuff that I suck at.
Let's keep it a stack, though. Do you know what IT stands for?
Information technology.
I thought it meant intelligent titties.
Jeez.
Nah, bro. When I looked it up, I was looking it up, right? When I was looking up the whole majors and, like, which one should I go with and yada, yada, yada. I looked it up and, like, the name came up, and I was like, oh shit, that actually means something. It's not just IT.
That's crazy. You really didn't know? That's insane.
I didn't know. I was like, wait, this actually. I actually thought it was IT, bro. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Bro thought it was IT phone home.
Oh man, that's freaking hilarious. Yo, they be paying at the job at those types of jobs too, though.
It depends. A lot of it really depends. I feel like getting certifications helps a lot in IT. That's kind of a big thing. Degrees help too,
but they get paid.
It depends.
But they get paid.
It depends. Every job is kind of like that. Even accounting, it depends. Bro, it depends.
Ver. They get paid.
All right, whatever you say, man.
I was looking, my boy, and they get paid. Like, it is crazy. But
it's,
yeah, no.
It's what you do.
It's just I just hope, you know, I do have the opportunity to be able to study.
No, man, that's the whole thing, is just learning new shit. Like I said, I don't mind college. I just had a bad experience.
I hope. I mean, it's gonna be online school, which I don't really like online school. But these days, man, I mean, that's the best thing that you can do, right? It's just online school.
Bro's gonna have ChatGPT on his iPhone.
You know it, bro. What?
$20 a month. GPT-4.
I'm gonna be finessing. But nah, I mean, online school is gonna be a challenge. I'm not gonna lie. I like more of the one-on-one, but like the real being there type of situation. I learn more like that. But again, it's hard. It's harder doing that, especially in the area where I live, which is so secluded and so far away from like where everything else is. You know, I'm not in Orlando or Tampa or somewhere like big or busy like that. So I'm like an hour and 30 minutes away from anywhere. And that's the problem too. So online, it is what it is, right? Can't do nothing about it. But yeah,
we are online.
We are online. That's a good thing, though. At least we are online. That's what the robots are going to say when they wake up and kill us, bro. Sheesh.
The Amazon Prime robot. You're like, oh, shit, you missed a payment. Bring the package back.
They come inside your house when you... Yeah, you just sign for the shit, bro. Yo.
They just reach through your door like it's a wooden door. They just reach through it with pure strength and unlock it from there. They don't even rip it down.
You know what's so wild? Now you bring that shit up. I posted on my Facebook, like, you know, I'm thinking I'm in between IT or accounting, right? And a motherfucker responded, you know, it doesn't matter which one you get because the robots are going to replace it. And I was like, what the fuck? Literally, who the fuck asked? But at the same time, how? Bro, like, let's go for real, bro.
Four 2G Cricket wireless mobile on us.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, bro, what type of random ass comment is that? I be having some random ass shit on my thing. Like, I'm just asking you, should I either go to IT or should I go study accounting? I don't give a fuck about no robots, bro. What are you talking about? But at the same time, if you think about it, how are they going to replace us? Like, let's be real, bro. You need a real motherfucker crunching down numbers.
Look at how bad the automated... Have you ever seen a Tesla video, like, with the self-driving beta? Bro, please take some time out of your day and watch, like, 5 minutes of that thing driving.
You know, so there's a guy on TikTok, right? I want to say it's TikTok. I can't even remember where the hell. I think it is. It doesn't matter. Everything's on TikTok. Who cares? But he plays this game. It's like a car game, right? Where you can get different models of cars and whatever. and like, it's a challenge, right? Like, for example, I don't know. It's like a car running over a ramp to get to the other side or some shit like that, right? He'll do a G-Wagon, a BMW, fast car, whatever, all these cars. And then every time he does the Tesla always gets fucked up. Yo, it's so funny, bro. Bro, that's literally what's going to happen if they take over, bro. They're just going to crash everything, bro.
Well, the thing with them is, like, I've seen some of the fuck ups like that they've had, like some of the reports where it's like they have a parked fire truck blocking like three lanes and it doesn't even see that the truck's there. It just smashes into it.
Yo, that's dumb as hell.
That type of shit.
You know that they have some like doing Uber and shit like that, right? Isn't that fucking insane?
You know what the problem I have is not even the self-driving part. It's the fact that it's a big iPad in the middle of the fucking car. That's the only interface with anything that you have. It's just the iPad.
That's a big fat L. And you know what sucks the most? Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, actually.
That's what you hate to see,
bro. That is actually the worst part. That's no joke. That's the reason why I got a car that didn't have a touchscreen. I was like, I refuse to participate in this.
That shit is wild, bro. Literally.
Because you think about it, you're banned from using your phone. You can't pull your phone out and look at your phone while you're driving. But you can have this 30-inch, 55-inch widescreen OLED HDR 1000 screen that has touch capability, and it has live notification. It has your Twitter feed on it. Sorry, X feed.
Motherfucker said Twitter. Bro, you're about to get flamed for that one.
X feed now. I fear.
They need to shut that shit down, bro.
They're just vindicating the people who thinks it's a pino website.
I know, right? I mean, it's what it is. Let's be real.
Speak like, for yourself.
It's don't what it is, bro. It's what it is, bro. Let's be for real. That please. Is true. Like, all it has is porn. All I have in my messages is porn. So please, let's be for real. Not only that, yo, Threads died, bro.
No, bro, they're having a desktop app soon. The desktop app is coming.
And then what?
The desktop app, bro.
That's not gonna change shit.
Honestly, I feel like this style of social media should probably get killed off.
When you say this style, what do you mean? Like Twitter-ish?
The Twitter style, like, content scroller stuff that's just text. That stuff is better suited, I think, still for, like, discussions is still forums, aka Reddit.
Motherfucker said forums, bro. Nah, you fucking wild for that one.
What, you're going to go to Facebook and talk shit? You think you're going to get an educated response on Facebook?
I already do, and I made $20 from it. What's up, bitch?
I'm just saying.
Don't play with me.
Experience in groups is still, like, people doing really stupid shit.
I just think it's wild that Threads is already dead, bro. Like, it didn't even last. Like, it lasted a week. It didn't even last a week, I think.
Because you couldn't the big problem was you couldn't just look at your following only. Like, I really just, that was the thing I missed about Twitter. When they fucking got rid of your following tab. Because now it's just this for you bullshit and following. And it's just like, no, I want following only. No bullshit.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? So the big payout when everybody was everybody that was with Twitter Blue had the payout, because that was insane. Like, people were just starting to get paid out and getting a message, hey, you're getting this much money, because people were talking mad shit under your posts.
I was cracking up because someone thought they were popular and quit their job for that shit, and they only pulled in like $500 in a month.
No, they did not.
I've seen both ways.
How would you quit your...
Quitting your job for Twitter posting is like... I don't know, man. I don't know where I'd rank that.
How'd you put that in your resume? X posting on
old social Twitter media manager. You gotta phase it correctly. Well, like this dude who, did you see the story about this guy who was working for the NBA's social media? And he was like, hey, I don't know how I'm still logged into this, but they pay us shit and they overwork us, is basically what he said.
Yo, what?
Yeah.
He finessed?
No, he was saying they don't get paid a lot, and it was like 50,000 after tax. I'm like, bro, if you're in California, you're getting paid like 84,000. Some, you're getting paid money. Like, shut up. To post on social media,
right? Which is literally bullshit, bro.
Which is literally the marketing team sends you emails to print out on online. Is basically what it is.
I did see who the hell was it? Linus Tech Tips. You seen that mess?
Yeah, well, and that all started because Gamers Nexus was like, your testing methodology could be better, and the products that you're reviewing, you have an unsavory relationship with the people.
Is that why it all started? I thought it all started because they were doing a live stream. This is what I understood, because I'm so out of everything. Like, again, I literally just go home. I watch One Piece. I'm rewatching One Piece. That's all I am doing, which is insane. I am just rewatching One Piece. Go to bed, rinse and repeat. That's all I'm doing. However, I think it was like 2 days ago, I saw the video popped up on my YouTube feed, and I saw it, and I thought the reason why was because they had a live stream, and one of the guys in the live stream was talking shit about that guy that you just mentioned. And then that guy was like, what the fuck? And then he started talking shit.
That's a little bit of a longer way to put it, but like, yeah, they were basically saying that Gamers Nexus, their testing methodology isn't like that thorough.
Yeah.
They're basically saying, hey, you know, we have the state-of-the-art stuff and you guys don't. And GN was like, well, here's all the stuff that you guys do wrong that we think you do wrong.
My boy said, I got time today, bro.
But then it spiraled into basically like the people who work there get overworked and have to meet daily content deadlines. And like, also there's like sexual harassment stuff on top of it. Like,
my boy, okay. My boy was like, okay.
I can imagine Steve just being like, I was just like trying to point out like things that you could do better on, not like all this.
Yo, yeah, my boy was like, look, bro, you want to talk shit? I brought this up. All this is y'all's fault. I mean, yo.
You gotta kind of feel bad for him because he like actually was trying to be helpful, and then like they made a response that wasn't good, and then it just spiraled from there.
But that's the thing. That's the thing with people are so out of touch, which is so fucking dumb. Like, is it really that hard to be out of touch? I guess when you touch a certain amount of money, it gets easier to be so out of touch. Is that really what it is?
There's some things that I don't like. Like, okay, the thing I really don't like about the Linus stuff is more so like he filmed his employees working on upgrades that they would make to his house. Like, that's a little, you know what I mean? That's a little bit much. I think that's a bit much, personally.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's put on videos where, like, they're, like, at his home, like, installing his new TV or comparing them to other things that he's bought. And I'm just like, this is literally his house. So, yeah, there's stuff like that, which I find not so great. But even within that, I feel like they've always been kind of like this channel that prioritizes like showing off the new thing.
Rushing out the product and not really covering it correctly. And I ain't gonna lie, I remember noticing it one time when I was sending you like, I think a GPU and like a CPU combo that I was looking for. I looked at one of his fucking videos and it looked so fucking like undone, like it was so badly done. I was like, what the fuck? Like, whereas, me,
well, like, dude, compared to the Gamers Nexus, have you ever seen any of his videos?
Yeah,
when he reviews like one CPU, they go through this whole testing methodology and like, here's how we do the testing, here's the results, here's what we think about the results,
dude. And the thing is, like, a person like me that barely knows shit, like, I know, don't get me wrong, like, I know very basics, but like nothing too crazy. And I was looking at the shit and it was just like, what the fuck are you guys comparing? This is fucking ridiculous. This message makes no fucking sense. And I kid you not, because I remember you told me to hey, it's better to get like an older one, you had told me. So I looked up a video of an older one and it was literally this, like the guy said, the same pictures, the same stuff. And I was like, what the fuck? The motherfuckers don't even use the nothing different. But again, I didn't know that much. So I was just looking at it and I was just, okay, what the fuck does this even mean? Mm-hmm. Right? But bro, that man went off, bro. That motherfucker had a field day with him, bro.
I feel like I said, a lot of that is that they take the time. And this is, I feel like if you are really looking into product reviews, like as a category of channels, there's really two tiers. The first tier is people who make reviews of products and like thoroughly explain every single part of what the product is doing and like how it compares to other things in its field. And then there's the other side where it's like, here's this new thing. Here's why it's cool. Here's the marketing points.
Then move on.
And they don't really compare to like they'll make the popular comparison, but they won't like dive deeper into like, here's some other things to consider.
The wildest thing to me is like how it's always like associated with like some sort of, and you just fucking said it, with some sort of like sexual harassment or like something like that. It's like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you, nerds,
Where did that even
for real? Like,
she had brought it up. I think her name is Madison at LTT, and in that tweet, and I was just like, oh, okay. So she, you know, like that's kind of crazy that all came from all of that snowballing into that.
But it's always rinse and repeat, bro. That's what fucking sucks, bro. Like, and again, it does suck because I feel like these people cannot say nothing until something like this happens and then they have to add on to it. So it kind of sucks that they have to wait for the traumatic or the bad thing that happened to them for something else to kind of spiral the whole thing for them to be like, yo, this also happened, by the way. This fucking dickhead did this shit. Right? And that fucking sucks. The fact that, you know, people have to wait. People have to, you know, exactly, wait for people to believe them for shit like that, which is fucked up. But again, right? I mean, it's a society that we live. However, what I was going to say too, and the reason we brought this whole point up about this motherfucker is the the social media managers. I don't know if it was that same girl that you just named, but she was like, yo, these motherfuckers weren't paying me for shit, and they were asking for like mad fucking posts every day. I'm like, damn.
Well, you see, like that part, I'm like, if you're well compensated enough and you can put out the content, then it kind of fits, right? And the problem's probably the compensation. So that is kind of like a subjective thing to an extent. I'm not really gonna dog someone for having gripes with that, no matter where they work, really. But if the workload is so much that one person is kind of delegated to making everything, that's not fair.
That's BS. The problem with jobs like that, and jobs in general, I mean, this is literally jobs in general, is that you don't know what the proper, like, and again, you might know, but you being in that type of job for the first time, second time, maybe, right? You don't even know what the proper compensation for those types of jobs is. So you just roll with it, bro. And they keep on adding stuff in or doing more stuff. And all you can do is just do it, because if not, you're going to lose the job.
Right.
And then they're decent or good paying jobs. Right. And then, you know, again, you can't really complain or whatever, because you feel like you're scared kind of in a way to lose that job that still pays you pretty good, but not enough for what you're working for.
Right. And for all you know, this is always like the grass is always greener stuff too. You'll move to somewhere and then they terminate or liquidate that position 3 months in, and then you're SOL. So
facts.
Yeah, it's just kind of, well, that could happen where you're staying at too. So, you know, you just always get it. Always be comparing ABC.
Shit. I will say it is very hard though to jump from one job to another job though. Like, it is. Like,
yeah, I'm not trying to make it out to make it seem easy. I'm just saying.
You, no, of course not. Of course not. I know you're not, but I'm just saying, like, it, like, and it's crazy because we're living and coming back from this whole COVID. What is it? It's not pre-pandemic.
The pandemic,
bro. The motherfucking pandemic. But
where money was growing on trees.
After the pandemic, right, where like the complaint was like people don't want to work, right? That was the complaint. People don't want to work. There's a bunch of jobs where people don't want to work. And the problem really was that there was not, you know, people weren't paying the right price for the job, right? And it's still the case. But at the same time, like, for example, myself, I have a very decent, good paying job. And it's so hard to find something better. Like, that shit sucks.
Well, and that's where, like, you start having to specialize in certain things that only certain places will hire you for. But then once that gets gone, what do you do?
It's rinse and repeat once again. You know what we need?
To be a doctor?
Nah, you know what we need? And we need it, and we need it desperately.
Huh. Jeez, bro. Don't fold.
We need another one.
Another pandemic. God damn it.
We need another pandemic, bro.
That's crazy. Bro said drop COVID too.
We need another pandemic.
They're never gonna do another pandemic, bro.
But I hope.
Rui, you really the way they set it up was basically if this was worse, if this was like some Ebola stuff, good luck. Y'all would have been shut down permanently.
Bro, pre-COVID, what the fuck? COVID times was sensational. Like, and that's very insensitive to fucking say. Because a lot of fucking people died. A lot of people, but the pandemic, bro. And again, it pains me to say it. It really hurts me to say it because a lot of people died. A lot of people were not able to take advantage of the pandemic. That's
crazy.
But man, I need another one.
The people who did the PPP loan shit too is so insane.
And got away with it.
Like, at least if there's a lot of companies too that, to be fair, did pay the shit back. But like, bro, some people got some real crazy scams out of that shit.
Fucking Face Clan. Didn't Face Clan do that shit? And they were literally partying with the fucking money, bro. Got shut down by the mayor of California, I think it was. And then the next day did it again. Fuck y'all, bro. Don't be mad at me for my comment about the pandemic. Go be mad at those motherfuckers. That they went fucking public on their fucking stocks and fucking took a fat fucking L. Fucking losers. I'm glad. Fucking glad y'all took that fat ass L. So fucking bullshit, bro.
Get it off your chest, damn.
I have to, bro. I'll be tight. Actually, that brings back a fucking memory that got me more tight. Bro, you know what they were doing? They were bringing that girl from Stranger Things. And I don't want to call her that girl. I just can't remember That's her nuts. Fucking name. I know. I just can't remember her fucking name. The lady from Stranger Things. Fuck. Stranger Things.
I think I watched Stranger Things.
FaZe Clan. Grace Van Dyne. Heard of Shorty?
This guy thinks I watched Stranger Things. It's crazy.
Bro, fuck you. However, right, let me put you on. So, FaZe, right, had a moment after they went public with their stock and they took the fattest L. The fattest fucking L. Bro, they had Cardi B's husband. Who's that?
Bro, you got the wrong dude in chat for this.
Is it Offset or the other one?
Bro's gonna make me Google. That's tough. Offset, yes, thank you.
So they have Offset as one of their chief managers and some shit like that. I don't know why the fuck they have that motherfucker. Don't get me wrong, he might be a perfect chief manager. Kudos to him. Whatever. They had Snoop Dogg, right? They had all these big rap people, name, whatever, and respect to them. Love them.
I can feel the insincerity through the screen. I'm just letting you know.
Hey, no, look, don't get me wrong. I love Snoop Dogg. However, right? They went public and they took the fattest fucking L in existence because they're so fucking scammers. And I'm glad they fucking did that shit. Losers. L. Face the fuck out of here, loser. However, my point, which I'm trying to not deviate no more, is they bring the actor, right, to save face, right? She's trying to be this, you know, she's trying to be, I don't know, not that she's trying to be, but she's like on her, she streams on Twitch. They hire her as like the new face of phase, and she's kind of trying to fix all the issues that are being created, right? And then she gets into an issue with one of the old FaZe Clan leaders, which I think he's still a leader. It's a very weird situation. And it gets to the point that homeboy is like wilding, saying like some wild, wild, vile shit, bro. Like wild, right? So Shorty got into his level and she said, look, I'm glad you're here and you don't have an addiction no more. But remember where you came from, you fucking loser. You had a bad fucking overdose and you try to play with me right now? Bro, Shorty ripped that motherfucker to shreds. Right? Devastating. So, of course, right, because she's a woman, right? People were on the bullshit. You know how it is, like always, right? You know, the people on his side were like, oh, wow, that's so insensitive. You're a fucking bitch. Da 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 da. The people on her side were like, nah, bro, that's fucking fair game. He was doing the same shit to her, which he was. I mean, he was wilding out and saying the same shit to her, right?
Nick Cannon.
Boom. So, long story short, they meet up, right? They meet up and make a video. The dude wilds out way worse, and now it's in person. Shorty dips, crying, and then said some wild ass shit to him. And just dipped again. Now, where was I going with this?
I'm trying to find out.
I have no clue where the fuck I was going with this. Next time
on Dragon Ball Z.
I forgot where the fuck I was going with this. However, fuck FaZe. That's all I gotta say. Right? That's it.
For the people at home, who is FaZe Clan?
It's a gaming organization, bro. They used to be hot, bro. They used to be hot. One of my boys was a graphic designer for them. I said one of my boys. I don't even know if we're boys anymore. Hopefully we are. I don't know. But yeah, they used to be pretty popular, bro. When the Call of Duty days were pretty big. So they was doing their thing. But, you know, like every popular gaming YouTubers, streamer, all the motherfuckers, you know, they get into the gambling business, they get into, you know, ripping off their fans, you know, hey, if you subscribe, I'm gonna send you a PS5 type of fucking videos and shit. Omaze. Like that,
donate to Omaze and you'll get a car
that you gotta pay the taxes for, and then you can't pay the taxes, so then you gonna get the car, you know, all that type of bullshit that all these people do, right? Look, guys, don't believe these motherfuckers, right? Like your family. What the fuck? Like your parents should have told you. Unless you don't have no parents, me and Ver can step in right now and let you know. Do not listen to these strangers. You don't know these people. All right? All these giveaways are fake. The only one that's real, and it's a maybe, is the Mr. Beast one. That's it. Let's keep it a stack.
Of course, said maybe.
And let's keep it a stack, right? And I just got to put the asterisk in there, right? Because we know Mr. Beast is pretty legit, right? But I just got to put the asterisk in there just in case, you know, anything ever happens.
In the future.
For the future. You never know.
Just future-proofing. You're just hedging your bet.
just future-proofing this one just in case.
I feel like there's a you have to legally do a thing to call something a giveaway. Like, you have to make it free for entry too, because you can't just call it a lottery, because then it would be actually illegal.
That's and it's fucking crazy though, like how these motherfuckers get away with all this shit, right? Like, the guy here in Florida, the Tifu guy, he had that fucking CSGO Lotto fucking website that he would
gambling.
Bro, that motherfucker was gambling to motherfucking kids. And you know who fucking fell for that shit? Not me, bitch, because I'm not stupid, but my little brother right there, because he's a fucking dumbass. Like, how the fuck, bro? He had a fucking website, and, like, you would, like, he would play it on his YouTube videos, right? And then he's always winning fire-ass shit. Bro, can you make it less obvious?
A lot of stuff was that rig shit, too.
Right? Like, make it less obvious, bro. These people are so dumb. And the fact that he actually went to court, went through the whole fucking process, and all they said was, if you do this again, we're going to charge you $10,000.
Damn.
My boy made bank. My boy made bank. And all we got was that.
Bro, that's still like, back in the day, there used to be some crazy scams off Second Life and shit too. Like, people were crazy.
The wildest part is, I said Tfue. It's not even Tfue. It's, what's that guy's fucking name? T-Martin. It was T-Martin. What the fuck? I'm over here talking about the wrongest person. It's T-Martin. That's the fucking piece of shit I'm talking about, y'all. But look at this, though. Now, let people listen. But look at this. Let me... How do I show this real quick?
Oh, there you go.
Let me see.
Share screen.
Share screen. And then you do window. Look at this. How do you do it? How did you... Okay. Let me set the scene for y'all, for my audio listeners, real quick. How do you go home? No, you don't go home. You're not even in your house because you're a piece of shit, right? Piece of shit people don't go home, right? But you're wherever the fuck you are, making a YouTube video, and you just scammed a bunch of fucking kids on CSGO Lotto, right? You're done scamming these kids. You got caught, and now you're about to make an apology video. How do you make an apology video like this, bro? Like, this is fucking astronomical. Look at this shit, bro.
What the fuck?
A two-story house. And if that wasn't enough, why the fuck do you have your car right there, bro?
So you can ram it. You can ram it inside, bro. Why glass windows? Or why glass doors in a house like this,
bro? Why are you flexing on the people you just scammed? Like, this is fucking insane.
I'll check out the art on the right.
What's the art on the right? Man, that shit whack. But what the fuck, bro? And again, bro. Right, for the audio listeners, right? It's a two-story house that looks fucking amazing. The fucking ceiling, you can't even see it. Like, that's insane. The ceiling, you can't even fucking see it. And then he has the freaking car on the in the shot, too. Like, the most go fuck yourself.
He should have rented a chain from Johnny Dang.
That's the only thing he was missing.
Just get, like, a that's grill.
Spinning fucking chain. Like, go fuck yourself.
Like the John Cena, like the John Cena belt. Just fucking literally spinning around on his wrist.
Nah, man. You two want some other shit, bro. YouTube is on some other shit, bro. Like, that is crazy.
You been playing any games lately, Rui, or nah?
I'm on that One Piece addiction again, bro. Like I told you in the beginning, all I've been doing is just watching One Piece. I need to get into the gym more. I mean,
real.
I'm taking some.
Dog.
What the fuck? Yeah, I know, right? My dog right here. But yeah, I need to get into the gym. That's what I really need to do. And I pass by the gym every single day when I come from work, and I'd be like, damn, maybe tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow never comes.
But yeah, no, watching One Piece again is what I've been hooked on. Before that, I was going crazy on Zelda, which I know I've talked about it a lot. But
it's good.
That was it. Tears. What did you say?
It's good.
Oh, I thought you said mid. I was about to fight the fuck out of you, bro. I'm like, yo.
I said it's good.
No, but yeah, Zelda's the only thing that I've been doing. I've been watching. I'm going tomorrow to see Lupita.
Oh, nice. I hope that my girlfriend saw. She said it's like Mexican Black Panther, and that's why I was like, I can't support it. Wow. Then we don't support each other like that.
Wow.
The Marongery.
Wow. It was actually shot in Puerto Rico.
We don't support each other like that, bro.
But it was actually shot in Puerto
now
Rico.
Now that I heard it's shot in Puerto Rico and not in Mexico, I know not to support it.
Wow, you're a fucking hater. You want to know what's so funny, though? It was shot.
I said I need a real Mexican superhero. That means in Spanish.
No, but you want to know what's funny, though? So my friend actually worked on it. And when they were doing recording a scene, they actually went to one of the, what is it you guys call this shit in English? Fuck. The.
Just say it in Spanish.
Lo caserío. Like the.
Oh. Yeah. Good. Never mind.
Caserío in English. How do you. Caserío in English? A hamlet.
That's not really right.
That cannot be fucking right. What That's the fuck? That's
not really right at all.
A homestead? Would it be the hood? I don't want to call it the hood. Like, what
That's
the
fuck? Not right, because it's nicer.
Like, I don't want to call it the hood, because I don't feel like that's what it that is. Bad. Right, but caserío, right? So they were shooting in a caserío, and they were literally shooting at them. Like, literally shooting at them. Blue Beetle shooting in Puerto Rico. Let me see if I can fucking find this shit. It said Blue Bottle, bro. What the fuck? How do you say Beetle? Nuts. Blue Beetle. So my friend told me that it was so funny because there's a guy that his job, this is fucking insane that somebody literally gets paid for this shit. Somebody gets paid to go to places and talk to somebody and be like, hey, Can we record here? That's insane.
I mean, it makes sense, though. You can't just, like, record somewhere and not have permission.
I get that, but that's crazy that somebody fucking gets paid for that shit. Like, what the fuck? That needs to be me. Like, what?
No, bro. Now that I heard it's recorded in Puerto Rico, I'm not watching it.
Oh, you a hater for real, bro. Hating-ass motherfucker, bro. Look at this shit, bro. Look. A gang shooting reportedly occurred during reshoots for Blue Beetle in Puerto Damn. Rico.
That's tough. No, I hear Mexican Black Panther and I'm just like, we're not gonna do that, bro. I'm sorry.
That is a wild statement. I ain't gonna hold you. That is a wild
That's
statement.
That's not our style, bro.
That is a wild statement. I'm not
Am I wrong? Am I wrong, Rory? Is that not our style?
Nah, I'm just saying that's a wild statement, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like a Mexican Black Panther? Wow.
What else is there, bro? Does Marvel really have Mexican heroes? Miles Morales is not Mexican.
They had that... What the fuck? Whatever the fuck Sony was trying to do with Bad Bunny, which was the stupidest shit ever, and I'm
which
glad
is, which doesn't exist out. Anymore now.
I know, like El Muerto. What the fuck was that? That shit was dumb as hell. I mean, they have Namor. Isn't Namor supposed to be Mexican?
He's yeah, literally he got Aztecan. Canceled,
the guy did right.
Yeah, so no, we don't have Namor.
What the fuck? That's true. What happened there? What the fuck? I forgot about that shit.
We don't have him anymore, bro. It's over.
Yeah! Sexual assault charges?
Bro, looks like he just got shot.
Bro, it's Jover. How do you fuck this? Bro, what's going on? Yo, Marvel hiring criminals.
Hey, all I'm saying is that we still don't have anyone, bro. Let me look this shit up. Miles Mexican. You got Spider-Man 2099. What are the odds? Bro, tell me they're going to make a 2099 movie. They're not doing that shit. They're not going to make Miguel O'Hara a fucking Spider-Man movie. There's no shot.
I mean, they technically did. That's what Across the Spider-Verse is.
He's not the main character. He's not the main character. He does not count.
Bitch, shut the hell up, bro.
Whoa, Nova? Come on. We don't even get Nova. Nova Force.
Okay, let's end the beautiful pod with this, though. The best question ever. And I have my answer for this. What is the best racist movie ever?
What's your answer? I have two answers.
Okay, what's one?
The obvious one, because it's making fun of racists, Blazing Saddles.
Which one?
Blazing Saddles.
The fuck is that?
You don't know that one? Oh my god, Mel Brooks? You got homework to do. Get some racist homework done.
The best, racist, funniest movie is fucking Rush Hour. Any of them.
Probably third.
Is the third one the best one?
No, I'm saying it's third of racist.
Third! Third! What's better?
What do you mean?
What's better? What the fuck you mean third? What can be funnier and more racist? You out your damn mind, bro.
This is why I said I get the producers, whatever.
Tomatoes, bro. Tomatoes.
Gene Wilder's amazing. Spaceballs is really hard to beat Mel Brooks, man. That's all I'm saying.
Now you have
homework to do.
You are out your damn fucking.
You don't think Spaceballs is funny? Fuck you.
Bro.
Then Rush Hour.
Bro.
You gotta go do some homework, man.
Bro. What type of movie is named Spaceballs? Like, let's be so fucking for real, bro.
Bro, you need to. You don't know what I'm talking about, man. Please go see these movies.
This is a walking L, bro. It's not better than Rush Hour, bro. You're tripping. Rush Hour is the one.
Wait, which one's the Rush Hour where he slid down and actually like fucked up his hands because the like he slid down the rope for real? Three.
The third one. Like, yeah, you're talking about the like where they have the casino scene, they're in Las Vegas and all that shit. No. You're talking about that is three. Where they got the bad bitch. Right? No. Hold on. I'm mixing my movies. I think the second one, I believe, is the agent that's a bad bitch, which is Eva Longoria, isn't it? And then the third one is the Asian woman.
Oh, it might have been Rush Hour 2. When they're in the big-ass casino.
You're talking about when they're in Paris.
Casino. Yeah, when they're in Paris.
How much more racist do you want? Who was in Paris?
Is that how you're going to end it?
Who was in Paris, bro?